Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Journey into the matrix of the mind. Stretch your imagination and challenge reality. Abnormal realities are beacons for the imagination. What society deems abnormal may be more real than we think. This is Abnormal Realities with your hosts, Ron Phillips and Rocky Stucci.
Yo, there we are, folks. Yeah, I was just waiting for Ron to give me the point. A little bit late there, Phillips.
I was busy doing something.
I know. And then he goes... you know what? Abnormal Realities is the beacon for the imagination, but don't let that imagination grow so much that you think your sorry ass can be showing up at our damn house at 5:30 in the damn morning, because next time, and I'm not even playing, next time they're going to be picking you up with a shovel. And they're going to need a hazmat team to get your sorry ass. Ron Phillips
in my house. Who the hell thought it was a good idea?
Dude.
First, they showed up at Rocky's house. Then they came over to my house. Then they went back to Rocky's house. Are you kidding me right now?
My home and Ron's home is our sanctuary. We push extremely hard day in and day out. So at the end of the day, when we want to shut this damn ass iconic world off, we do that in our home. The next time this person shows up at our damn house, it'll be the greatest effing mistake that she will ever witness. And I just want to say something really quick. Thank you. I got buddies that are bounty hunters.
Yep.
I got buddies that are retired Navy SEALs. Thank you for all the information. Don't think we don't know, because we do. And I'm pissed. Don't ever come to our damn ass house, ever.
It was, so it didn't start off being scary to me. I just was like, who the hell is at my front door? But, and she stood there for like 7-8 minutes before she rang the doorbell twice. This is at 6:30 for me in the morning, right? My family's asleep. It's still dark outside.
Family.
I'm watching her on the outside camera. And I said, can I help you? Well, I'm glad I did, because then it dawned on me when she started talking who it was, because she said who she was. And then all of the, you know, information started flooding in from the time that she reached out to me and Rocky about needing help because she was homeless. And I'm thinking to myself, are you effing kidding me right now? You're standing at my door. So I didn't respond to her, but I do have her on video giving her a little spiel about needing to come in and talk.
Yeah, by the way, law enforcement has all this information, too.
They certainly have that.
Try it again. Go ahead, try it again. Watch
what
how catastrophic
what she doesn't know. Yeah, what
be.
She doesn't know is...
she doesn't know a lot.
No, what she doesn't know is what was pointed at her in the house, because I was expecting... I thought originally that it was the snatch and grab kind of thing, where somebody knocks on the door, you open it, and multiple people come in.
Say it again, Ron. What didn't she know?
That something was pointed at her. My finger.
Twice.
I mean, it's just, that's the kind of shit you don't want to have to deal with. But welcome to Texas, folks.
Try it again. Yeah. Or watch how quick you lose, bitch.
All right, back to the good stuff. So tonight we've got a great show. We've got Nancy Planetta back with us. She was on with us last week. The Wiccan Vixen. And we've got Rafael Martinez. This dude's resume is crazy. Both of them actually have crazy resumes. Rocky, you want to talk about them?
I'm kind of in a psychological state right now. I'm trying to, you know, pull out my namaste, bro. No, you know what? Just like when we had Nancy on the other day, Nancy and Rafi, Raphael, they've been coming on the program for a long time, and we have gone down many rabbit holes. They're both Southerners. They're from down. I don't want to say exactly what state because somebody might just show up at their damn door. You know what I'm saying? But they're
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't get past the first time with these guys.
Not with these guys. There will not be a round two with these guys. Trust me when I say that. I'm not even exaggerating.
Rafi's over there shaking his head. He's like, saying, yeah, hey,
know,
oh, yes.
Yeah, you know what, bro? He says, you know what? And I just seen him do one of these. Yeah, you did.
Let's bring them in, shall we?
Yeah, come on.
Here's
bring
Nancy
them in.
Nancy and Rafi. Hey, guys, how are y'all?
We're good.
Nancy waves.
Hey, guys.
look at the smile
good
on
evening.
His face. He's just like...
Yeah,
I wish somebody would.
Dude, I'm telling
you. Thank you.
Yeah,
I had somebody try to get in the back of my house one night. He was not home, what? And he said to me, "Why didn't you shoot them through the door?" I'm like, "Because that's not legal. You can't shoot them through the door."
They need to amend
it's
that
all
to make
in
it
how you articulate it.
That's it. Or
it's all in how you articulate it.
How you articulate it, or how far you drag them.
Yep.
They need to amend it to allow the front
How you
porch.
Articulate it.
Yeah, I guess in Texas, all you have to do is...
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, all you got to do in Texas is just open the door, you know, not shoot through it. Just open it. Just be like, hey, what's up?
If the door was open, that's a different ballgame. But the door was closed, and I'm like, yeah, no, I couldn't shoot through the door. No.
It was dark and shadowy. Yep. It was dark and shadowy, and I thought I saw a gun in his hand.
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
It was
to clean up that mess. I don't.
It was, you know, in the heat of the moment, I think adrenaline had me. But after we got done and the cops left and everything, I started thinking about it. And I'm thinking my family is in the house. I'm like, what in the hell is this person thinking? Well, we believe that they were probably on meth and or drinking. I think I've got them on video drinking. Yeah. But so she probably wasn't in her right mind as it is.
You know, all I'm saying is this to everybody here and everybody listening, and I kind of said it, you know, we push hard in this life and we got a lot going on, and, you know, we're limited on the amount of things we can do with the people we love the most. And one thing I have is my little sanctuary, and that's called my house. And that is where my babies live. That is where my wife lives.
Yep.
That's where Ron's family lives, his mother-in-law, his children, his wife. You infringe that. There is no more meatball, you know, there is no more namaste. That is a serious, serious thing. I would never consider coming over to your guys' home without an invite or you not being aware, at least being aware that I'm coming over and knocking on your damn door. To do that in the wee hours of the morning on a Sunday morning was blatant disrespect, not towards me, not towards Ron, but our effing families at the same time. I'm pissed and I'm not happy and I cannot say no more. But I got all the intel I need. But I may reach out to you guys. So.
Sean says, oh, I'm tripping. I thought it was someone that watches the show just showed up. They did. That was it.
That's exactly
we're hoping that they're watching now.
Yeah.
Get the point.
Just in case they do. You know what I'm saying? Just in case they do. See? FCC didn't hear that, did they?
They did not.
No.
So I just want to let everybody know, I've known Raphael and Nancy for a long time. They've been on many a shows. And over the years with radio, there's a certain community of people that kind of become your family. And you don't have to talk to people every day to say they're friends. Yep. You don't have to sit there and send them messages once a week. They are some of the best people I know. And they're avid in their research. They're good human beings. They love this damn country. They're passionate about what they do. And I'm honored to call them friends. And I'm honored that you guys are back on the Abnormal Realities program and getting deep into some of these rabbit holes. It's conspiracy week right here on Abnormal Realities.
I got to tell you, when you put that whole friendship, beautiful, that was beautiful, by the way.
I got
when you put that all together and then you say, and on the Abnormal Reality show, it's like, wait a minute, what?
What?
Some of the greatest people, but it's an abnormal reality.
Hey, normal is boring.
Normal is boring. That's,
hell yeah,
that's how I live my life. Normal is boring. By the way,
normal
I got it.
Creates problems. Yep.
I got a text message, Rocky.
You got a text message.
A text message that says, have Rocky retract the statement. Try it again. because he legally gave the person permission to return. If it was an official invite, that cannot be retracted in the court of law.
All right, I'll retract that statement to try it again. But, you know, if it happens again.
I don't know if there's anything to that. I just thought I'd entertain the text message.
I don't
know. Thank you, Watson.
It's all in the articulation.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was official. Yep. Okay.
He retracted the try it again statement.
Yeah, I did.
Don't try it again.
And I says,
it would not be good.
Yeah, but if you did.
Yeah, because some lawyer will get in there and screw that whole and be like, well, he told her to. Truly, yeah. They will do that.
Well, most people are the consequence of their own actions. That's all I'm saying. So, Raphael, you know what? Now, we had Nancy on last week, and so I know you kind of been around the block. I know there's probably some things you can't say, but for the things you can say, let us know kind of a little bit where you come from, what you do, your background, just so people kind of know who you are.
Oh, okay, so I started out in the Marine Corps, and from there I moved on to federal service. Mostly doing border enforcement, starting on the immigration side of it, and then working over to customs and doing narcotics, and also working with DEA and the Federal Financial Crimes Task Force, did some cyber crimes, some IPR, and I even worked counterterrorism for a while in D.C. I did air marshals after 9/11 and fugitive operations with INS, but then I got out and now I'm doing security consulting, private investigations, and contracting.
That's, you know, but did a couple things, you know.
He sent me his resume or his stuff, his bio. I was like, scroll, holy crap.
You kind of make my life feel boring when you say that, because I mean, you know, you've seen some shit, bro. You've seen some stuff.
Well, all the law enforcement stuff. I mean, I grew up in a home that was an LEO home. That's what I wanted to do. But no, you can't do that when you're colorblind. Yeah. And that blows. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, in this political climate, it might work. Yeah, in this political climate, it might actually work in your favor.
It might.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that, but you could go into the, you forget, now in this day and age, you have the cyber end of law enforcement, which is, doesn't matter if you're colorblind or not, if you know how to get into the computer, you know what you're doing. That's a whole its own branch.
Yep.
I mean, literally, because you,
which is what intrigued me. You and I've talked about that before. Yeah, that's what intrigued me to go down that path. So
yeah, and that is the up and coming path. But like I said to you last time we talked, you need to study blockchain, you need to study quantum computers, because that's what's coming next. That's the next push.
Yeah,
just be familiar.
If you want to go in law enforcement, you know, I tell people, if you want to go in law enforcement, don't go criminal justice. I mean, that's like getting a degree in basket weaving. Oh. Just if you really want to get into it, though, get a degree in finance or computer science.
Okay.
Because every crime, with the exception of crimes of passion, every crime has a digital trail and a financial trail.
Oh yeah, it does.
That's actually good. I never thought of it that way.
They teach you everything you need to know in the academy, and then in field training.
Yeah.
But what they cannot teach you are those skills right there: following the money and following the digital trail.
You know, and this is going to be a new age style of crimes coming up. I mean, you go back to even the 60s and the 50s when they came up with the racketeering and the mafia, the money movement, the crimes. You know, we didn't have technology, and technology, and we probably, I think we said this within the last couple of weeks, technology is the best and the worst thing that ever happened to the human being, because, you know, it's advanced us in a lot of beautiful, great ways, but it's also used as a weapon against us in a lot of other ways, and information being one of those, and the dictation of information. We look at social media, we look at Facebook and Twitter and the YouTubes. If it goes slightly against the narrative, typically right, it's going to be taken down. You're a conspiracy theorist, and it controls the content that it distributes. I mean, if we look at Facebook today compared to how it was even 3 years ago, it is a whole completely world. What the hell is
it's a dog? It's a dog.
That's Nancy's dog.
Sorry. But, I figure out where the mute is.
I understand, you know, but Rocky, what you were saying, you know, the thing is, though, Internet 2.0 is going to get replaced by Internet 3.0, and it's going to be blockchain, decentralized blockchain technology. So that time of centralized control of information is going to pass. It's just going to take a minute until it's implemented. And then you also have to factor in quantum computing with it. So it's there's going to be a huge evolution of the internet here coming up soon.
What
and it might not even be that metaverse that, that Zuckerberg's pushing.
Ron sent me a video the other day in regards to that robotic woman.
Amica? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know her. I didn't remember her name.
Yeah.
What? You remembered her name?
What? Yeah, I remembered her name.
What?
Did you guys know who I was talking about when I said the name?
Yes.
I did, but that's you. My business. Yes.
So, what's wrong with you people?
It's our business, Rocky.
Damn.
That's all right. So, she's a citizen of Saudi Arabia, believe it or not.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And, I didn't know all that.
And, they actually gave her citizenship.
Yeah, the thing about that robot are the eyes to me.
Oh.
Because the eyes will track and follow, and then, of course, the expressions. And I saw the video where they said, you know, it's got 51 motors in its head right now, but by the end of this time next year, it'll have 75. What? Plus, they want it to be walking soon, which means another 100 or so motors. So, oh, yeah.
Correct.
What kind of threat are we under, though?
I am all about AI and stuff like that.
Would you? That's the question. Would you?
What do you mean, would I?
Would you? Would you?
He can't,
we know where you're going.
He can't help himself.
Wow.
Yeah, we know where you're going.
Okay, all three of you answered that question with your reactions. For real. Holy crap.
All right, Raphael. Okay, let's just pretend nobody's listening. For science.
He can't do that. You know that.
For science. Would you?
If I was single,
would you?
Why not?
There you go.
Why not?
Hey, for science.
Hey,
I'll do a lot of shit for a little bit of money.
I can't catch. You know, here's the thing though. You can't catch STDs from it.
Good point.
It doesn't talk back to you.
Oh.
And you can just roll over and fall asleep afterwards.
Oh, no cuddling. Oh.
But you don't do that already.
I love this guy. I love this guy.
Don't do that. Ooh. Okay.
All right.
I guess it's important.
I'm just giving the guy a response. That's all.
I guess it's important based on her response just now that people know that you guys are a couple. So, yeah.
Yes.
So,
for a very long time.
All right. So, I got to ask the question. Yo, Planeta, mm-hmm. would you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, she would.
There's no disease.
She didn't even flinch. She's like, come on, dude.
It's for science, number one.
Yeah.
No, not even for science.
You got toys.
Pure curiosity.
We got toys.
I'm not going
to. Hey. They already got the Sibian. There's no stretch there. There's already a Sibian. You know what I'm talking about. You know,
pure curiosity. It's like, you know, wait, this thing is programmed to give me pleasure. I'm in.
Can we program it to say certain things? Just, you know,
dude, let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
All the technology you see, all the shit you see, Rocky, and I know where you're working right now, so I can say this very qualified information.
Yep.
We're about what's coming out right now on the market, we're already 30 to 40 years ahead of what they're showing us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And yeah. Ben Rich, who, by the way, owned the company you work for, basically, he started Lockheed Martin. He started Skunk Works. He is quoted as saying that everything you imagine right now, we're 50 light years ahead of that. And this was a quote from 30 years ago. Mm. 50 light years ahead of that, and only an act of God would get them to talk about it.
Do you think the
government to tell us?
But do you guys think that in regards to this technology, because we know that there's like computers that are teaching themselves and advancing on their own without being programmed. What kind of AI, a threat, you know, to some people, it's hogwash. To some people, it's just a conspiracy, but it's real. And what kind of threat does that pose to human beings in the future?
Well, I don't know, because are you not noticing human beings are getting lazier and lazier?
My God.
Because I am.
Without a doubt. And a little bit that was evident during the pandemic, of course.
Yes, but you're also seeing people willing to give up their freedoms. So what do you think is going to happen? These systems are all already in place to take over and do whatever they need to do. We're inconsequential. In fact, we're considered basically an invasive species to our own. Like, our government considers us an invasive species. Hmm. Listen to the way they talk about people.
Right.
We are literally, they need a reason to call us. They think there's too many of us. We take up too many resources. We don't produce enough money for them. They need more. Ooh. So again, guys,
it's more than that.
Come on, Rev.
What do you got? I agree.
Keep going.
Well, it's more than that. The thing is, though, I know we don't discuss politics, but I'm going to say this, and I'll let it go. Catherine Austin Fitz did an audit of the Pentagon and the HUD budgets and found that $20 trillion missing from the Pentagon and another trillion from the HUD. And a lot of that money, I think, has gone to the secret space programs because the space technology that we actually have is so vastly superior to what we have in the open market that they basically have evolved without us. They have evolved to the next level without us. And so we are too dumb to get us back up to speed to where they're at. And they've actually written us off. So in 97, they actually made the decision to pull the plug. They gave up on America and everything else, and they started draining the coffers. So that's how we got to where we're at now. You remember Rumsfeld testifying before Congress that they were missing $2.3 trillion?
I do remember
the day before 9/11.
Yep.
Okay, so that was just the beginning of it. Fast forward to just recently, and Catherine Austin Fitz already got that number all the way up to $20 trillion. So there's a massive amount of money. I mean, if you understand what, you know, $21 trillion, you would literally have to, you could go to every shop in Europe and buy something and still not spend $21 trillion.
Yep.
I would love
to
try.
You have to look at, too, that $21 trillion. One of the reasons I think that they do these overinflated budgets every year. Do you ever look at the numbers that they're passing through Congress? Oh, we got to raise the threshold. We got to raise the ceiling again. The amounts of money are disgusting, but we've become used to it. $20 trillion or $20 billion now. We don't even blink.
Right.
But that's separate, though. The money that we owe the Federal Reserve is a separate $21 trillion. From the money that the Pentagon is missing. And the reason that's able to exist is because we're talking about a difference between what the money that the Federal Reserve prints and the money that's created through fractional reserve banking. So the actual money in the circulation in the global economy, you know, in U.S. dollars terms, is massive. It's beyond it. I mean, you were talking about globally, just the toxic debt derivatives sitting on the books, they're talking about maybe $2 quadrillion.
Oh shit. Wow.
Yeah.
That's 2,000 trillions.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. They don't even know because of all the shadow banking. They don't even know how bad it is.
All right. So they're
estimating up to $2 quadrillion.
Here's the question. We have 2 minutes before we have to be out on break. And then when we come back, folks, we're going to get into Project Northwoods and 9/11, as long as we're already kind of on this subject. Somebody made a comment in the chat room, though. I mean, do you believe, I know there's going to be, has to be a quick answer, but do you believe that there is a form of depopulation going on globally?
Yes.
It's been going on for several decades. Both of them are
shaking their heads. Yes.
They're like, yeah. Because we roughly covered the Georgia Guidestones.
There's no question.
And do you think one of it is by bringing in this new AI technology? One of it is maybe...
Pandemic.
Oh, I was going to say it, dude. Yep. Yep.
The pandemic, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yep, I think the pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually saying that the United Americans are... being sterilized, we're losing our sterility, so we're going to go through population implosion here soon enough.
Shit, my wife will be happy to hear that.
The problem for the international bankers, the global banking cartel, is that the monetary system relies on ever increasing population. But they know that's not sustainable, so they have to crash the economy and trim down the population at the same time. So that's where you're going to get the hard kill, and then the great reset, and then the build back better. Every time they say that build back better, this is the great reset and Agenda 21.
Hey, folks, we have our dear friends of the program, Rafael Martinez, and, of course, our girl, Nancy Planetta. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break.
Yeah, you guys stay there.
We'll be right back. Sit tight. We are going to cover Project Northwoods, and, of course, we are going to cover 9/11. But so a quick little fact I want to throw out to everybody really quick is that we right now have a birth rate in the United States of 1.1 children per family. You need 1.9 children per family just to sustain that culture. So we are far beyond that by almost a whole number, folks. These are things to think about. Look beyond the manufactured reality. The world that we live in is not what it's perceived to be. Ron Phillips, Rocky Stucci, Abnormal Realities. Phillips, take us home!
AbnormalRealities.com, RomikaDesigns.com, InsaneCustomTumblers.com. Go check them out during the break. We'll be back in two.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logoed designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at RomikaDesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@RomikaDesigns.com or visit us on the web at RomikaDesigns.com.
Abnormal Realities.
All right. So let's see. Oh, this is a cool one. You may affect magnetic phenomena that makes credit cards unreadable after you've been carrying them. Do you have a problem with your credit cards?
I do not.
He is not a slider.
I'm not a slider.
All right. And number everything is that's no more numbers.
What are you doing? I'm just thinking about how much of a train wreck we are.
Give me a hug.
No, I'm not hugging you. God, can we? How long is this show going to go? I can't believe you got to the end of the story and you went, humana, humana, humana. There are no more numbers. What?
I thought there's another one. I tried playing it out. It rolled over on me.
Abnormal Realities.
Every time I look at the clock, the break gets further away. I don't understand.
With Ron and Rocky. 8 p.m. Eastern. Mojo 5-0.
Oh, no, you didn't. Ron says,
yep. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Abnormal Realities. I'm Ron Phillips. That is Rocky Stucci.
How you doing?
And our special guests tonight, Nancy Planetta and Rafael Martinez. Boom.
Whoa. There they are. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Welcome back, guys.
What's up?
She says, what's up?
What's up?
I hope I didn't take it too deep, guys.
No, it's you.
That's where we wanted to go.
I don't think we go deep enough in this show.
That's what Lisa says to me all the time.
That is my innuendo bell right there.
What the hell are you wearing on your elbow?
Cowbell.
What's on your arm?
It's a compression sleeve.
You all right, bro?
Dude, I'm falling the hell apart.
Do you want a hug? No, I ain't hugging you.
Yeah.
No, I will tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's got germs. Don't hug him.
Ron Phillips just needs me to tickle his nipple.
He does not need you to tickle his nipple.
Oh, man.
It happens
every night.
He does not.
I may actually
just
have
a
to
mental image
it
we didn't need.
For Robbie. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm watching Raphael's face going, yeah.
Shit,
yeah,
I didn't need it. Driving. Hey, man, stop it. Project Northwood. Let's get off in it.
All right. So
all off in it.
Brother.
Oh.
Yep.
Dang,
brother,
Ron.
I know, man.
I want to get off in it. Let's do it. Here, I'll get it. There you go.
So Ron sent me a video the other day, and he goes, dude, you got to watch this, man. Just watch.
No, it was literally a small portion of a bigger documentary.
I know
there,
her.
There she goes. So it was just a sound clip from a documentary called JFK Through the Looking Glass. It's a brand new, just released Oliver Stone documentary about JFK. And I didn't know about Project Northwoods, but as soon as I heard this guy explain it and that the CIA wanted to use that to put us in a war with Cuba and in different ways, they were going to try to do that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
One of those ways was flying an airliner drone and crashing it. And I'm thinking to myself, ding, ding, ding. What the hell?
Yep.
Why didn't I know about Project Northwoods before?
Well, you know, here's my thing. And so, Ryan, it's not at any fault, man, of the fact that you don't know that. Information, and this is, I had a great conversation with the lady today talking about certain conspiracies. And the thing is that the information of everything that this population needs to know is literally at the tips of our fingers. And I'm going to read you guys something here really quick. This is something I just ran across the other day, and I thought it to be pretty profound. It says, tolerance will reach such level that intelligent people will be banned from thinking so as not to offend the imbeciles.
Yep.
That's the society we live in. We're being dumbed down to a point to where we no longer question anything, and if we do, we're attacked as conspiracy theorists. We're not allowed to have independent thought. We're not allowed to have independent science, and if we steer away from any manufactured narrative, we will be attacked, we will be demeaned, and we'll be degraded as a human being. And it's effective. Whatever psyops they have on the American people, it is very, very effective. Now, Ron just said, Raphael, that this information is right there. And he says, why didn't I never hear of that? How many people do you think don't know the fact that during the Kennedy presidency in this country, that they were literally going to down an airplane with civilians on it just to justify going in and attacking Cuba?
You know, the problem is that the information hasn't been readily available until the internet came about. It's kind of like when printing, book printing first came about, it created an explosion in information dissemination. Well, the internet is now the ultimate form of information dissemination. And now we're finding out about, Operation Northwoods. We're finding about how we set ourselves up to get thrown into the World War One with the, what was the name of that ship? The Lusitania.
Yeah.
We actually loaded not just passengers in it. We loaded munitions in it.
Yes.
And the Germans even took out an ad in the newspaper saying, please don't do this. You know, if you send munitions to England, we have no choice but to sink the ship. And sure enough, they did. And that's how we got ourselves into it. So, I mean, there's a lot of dirty politics that we don't know about. I mean, there's a lot of information Nancy's told me about with Pearl Harbor, how they knew it was coming and they let it happen. So that we can get pushed into World War II. And the same thing happened with, 9/11, they rolled out like 6,000 pages of legislation within 2 days of the 9/11 attack, which is impossible. And, so clearly it was already pre-written. They already had it ready to go. And so I started digging some more and I found, a white paper called Project for the New American Century.
Yep.
Where they call for a new 9/11 or new Pearl Harbor to galvanize the United States population to rebuild the military and take control of the Middle East again.
You might have just said it, but wasn't most of the people in Bush's administration part of that organization or group or whatever?
Absolutely. Yes. And there's also ties to another country of which a lot of these guys are dual citizens of, which I will not name. But there's a lot of ties there. I found some information that implicates the second country as having a hand in it, carrying it out, and then we covered it up. there, it's just, there's a lot of things that happened that didn't add up. Like, Building 7, a lot of people didn't even know Building 7 at the World Trade Center went down. But what even more people don't know is that Jane Stanley of BBC announced that the building had fallen 20 minutes before it did. It was actually in the background of her shot as she was announcing that the building had fallen.
Yep.
It was still in the background. It was just 20 minutes later it finally went down. But it went down in a controlled demolition fashion. It came down pancake.
Perfect.
And the NIST report did not in any way, shape, or form adequately explain how this building came down in controlled demolition fashion. And in another NIST scientist actually did debunk the whole damn report. He actually went through point for point and debunked the whole thing.
I told Ron the other day, I was just like, the one thing about 9/11 that cannot allow me to walk away is the Building 7 situation. So if they're telling me, or they came out afterwards and said that they pulled the building, then so you're telling me that, okay, so the towers got hit by planes, and they decided right after the towers got hit to send a demolition team into Building 7, and they're able to significantly and accurately.
That's not accurate, and I'll tell you why. I have information.
What do you got?
Oh, I have information. What do you got? YouTube, Facebook, whoever the hell else is watching this, this is a conspiracy show. I don't know whether this is true or not, so don't freaking take us down because of what I'm about to say. However, if you do take us down, we'll know it's true as shit. Okay. So I have been told by a very solid resource, just a solid resource, someone who was probably a player in this, that the insurance company that took over the Twin Towers, and I can't remember the name of it, A starts with an A, and it's an acronym, took over.
AIG.
Yeah, AIG took over at midnight on 9/11. But for weeks prior to that, while they were working on the insurance change, anytime you buy insurance on a building that's that old, you typically go in and you take core samples to make sure that the concrete's good and everything like that. And instead of packing it with concrete, they packed it with explosives.
Son of a bitch.
Now, does that make more sense? Okay.
I'm going to corroborate that.
Thank you.
I'm going to corroborate that. You hear about, okay, so Lucky Larry Silverstein, who bought the 99-year lease on the World Trade Center.
Yep.
It would have cost him $2 billion just to remove the asbestos from the buildings.
Jesus.
So what do they do? Okay, so it's economically unfeasible for that to happen. He goes and he not only gets one insurance policy on the World Trade Center, but multiple trade policies. He actually got multiple payouts when the towers went down. Okay. And then as far as the explosives at the bottom of the building, there's actually a maintenance man who was heralded as a hero because he had a master key and he was running up the stairs, the fire stairs, because they automatically closed as soon as the plane hit the building. So he's running up and down the stairs, opening up doors. And, this is after he was in the basement. Okay, so let me get this sequence right. So he says he was in the basement levels in the subsections where his office was at. They were offices at. And there was an explosion from underneath them because there are more floors underneath them.
Yeah.
There was an explosion underneath him and it launched him up and he actually hit the roof and fell back down. Okay, this is before the plane hit the building. Then he feels the building. He comes up, gets to the lobby. He feels the plane actually impact the building after the fact, after the initial explosion down underneath. Okay, there's a lot of speculation as to what kind of explosives they use. Some were saying that they use a tactical nuke in the elevator shaft in order to get to weaken the internal frame.
Right.
Going up the elevator shaft. I don't know. I don't know that part, but the guy definitively testified that there's an explosion that happened in the basement before the plane hit. So, and then you had the firefighters all over the place saying that there were explosions going on all over the place.
That's right.
In the lobbies. And yeah, so there's a lot of inconsistencies, incongruities in the storyline, and they want to quash. They want to quash any dissenting opinions. Anybody that questions it, it's like the JFK assassination. Anybody that questions it, they want to label a conspiracy theorist. You know, because you're questioning the official narrative.
Yep.
But the 9/11 Commission was no different than the Warren Commission. It was set up to cover it up.
Right.
The HSCA went on because they got pressure. The House Select Committee on Assassinations got pressure. So they formed it, but still came out of it. Now, they came out of it saying there was likely a conspiracy, but that's all we've gotten.
Well, and you know,
they won't take it any further than that.
Yeah.
Well, the other fact that is not mentioned generally when you talk about 9/11 is the fact that six months earlier, before the 9/11 happened, there was a large security contract in place for the buildings, for all the buildings in the complex, not just one and two.
Cool.
And the person who owned the security company who handled that contract was none other than one of the Bush brothers. So it wasn't George, Jeb. It was the youngest. Yep. Yeah. And they, basically passed, that was a very lucrative contract too. And they passed it off. They let it go. They didn't try to bid for it. Why? And I've always said that. Why? Well, why would you want the security contract on a building that then gets bombed by a terrorist? So did they know what was coming?
You know,
did they know?
It's amazing.
I hate to say it, but yeah.
How the Bush has a blood trail that goes all the way back to World War II, the Bank of New York, funding Hitler, the railroad tracks, 9/11, and there's still a prominent global effing family who controls probably a good portion of oil around the world. But Raphael, I just want to support something that you just said here. I got something here that says the core of the Bush administration was predominantly made up of members of an organization called the Project for the New American Century. This group produced a document entitled Rebuilding America's Defense that said the process of transformation they wanted our military to undertake would take an excessively long time unless there was a catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. That document was written in September of 2000. This document even cited that advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Oh, wow.
No.
Son of
and you know, you start talking about bioweapons. Now you got to fast forward to the Rockefeller sponsored report where they were talking about using the pandemic to get the world in lockstep. And then fast forward to October 2019 where they had it was a Center for Public Health Studies or something like that. It's on YouTube. They have a channel. But they rolled out, they do annual medical war games, I guess. The first one in 2018 was Clade X, and then 2019, it was a global coronavirus pandemic. October 2019, just before we rolled out this pandemic, okay? This is, it's all been planned, all the players. Johnson & Johnson were there, American Red Cross, the World Health Organization, they're all there. You can find
it was sponsored by the Gates Foundation. It was sponsored by the Gates Foundation.
Before we go down that road, I want to go back to the World Trade Center. There was the other thing too that you got to look into is, in talking about this third party country that was involved. They actually had art students in both buildings, towers one and two.
That's right.
For a year. And they were working on the B thing. Okay, so the information that I've been finding is that over the course of that year, people were moving shit throughout the building at night.
Yep.
And they were wiring the building up because that building was made. Those buildings were made to take the impact of an airplane, a 727.
Right. Yeah.
Then when they built it, the 727 was the biggest plane.
Dude, a C-130 went into the Empire State Building and didn't even a little bit of damage, correct. Just a little hole.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct. So they're built for that. They're built for that. But they had to wire the whole thing up in order to have it fall to basically disintegrate and crumble and fall the way it did at free fall speeds. Mm. It was just an ash cloud that dropped at free fall speeds, and that's just impossible in any other way.
Yeah, we won't talk about the amount of cancer people obtained from the dust from the building that are still dealing with it because there's something that was just different. Yep. We won't talk about the island that they put all the debris on and made it like an absolute no-go zone so nobody could touch an ash or go near it.
And then they shipped it off to China.
And then they ship it off to China immediately almost. Almost like, boom, gone. Go reproduce this so we can build more buildings. Now, you know, the question I've always had, though, in regards to 9/11 is the true motive, right? Because, you know, a lot of people say it was to go to war with Iraq. A lot of people say it's Afghanistan or Saddam Hussein or whatever it may be, right? But ultimately, are we still seeing the ripple effect of the agenda? Let's just say, you know, what is the effects? You know, what is the true overall agenda of somebody wanting to do such catastrophic damage to their own people?
There's multiple reasons. And again, you got to understand. We're not their people. Understand that. These guys aren't even, they don't even subscribe to being Americans. They're globalists. They don't subscribe to nationalism. They want to destroy countries to destroy those community bonds so they can reform society. They can reform the entire world.
Yep.
You know, they're going to, you know, even the United States, they have maps where they break us down into regions and each region has a governor that controls that region. You know, that was part of the shutdown plan. As soon as they destroy the economy, they can roll out, you know, they can roll out the globalist agenda, the Agenda 21. But as far as motives, there's multiple. I mean, you don't pull off a caper that big without having multiple agendas.
Yep.
You know, they got rid of the evidence in the Pentagon for the missing $2.3 trillion.
Yep.
They're supposedly there was a bunch of evidence that was being compiled against the Clintons in the World Trade Center 7, and then there was a bunch of gold being held at World Trade Centers 1 and 2, I believe.
Yep.
That there were supposedly were secreted out in dump trucks.
That's right.
Underneath the building out. Okay, so there's a lot that happened that day, and then you gotta go into the money manipulation. They were buying stocks. They were shorting airline stocks before this stuff was even happening. So somebody knew it was coming, and they were already shorting the stocks. Then you have, the 6,000 pages of legislation for the Patriot Act.
Patriot Act.
And I told my dad even back then when they rolled that out, I said, "This is the beginning of the end of our country." Because they're going to destroy the Constitution, and sure enough, that's exactly what they did. But you know, one of the things that I found most disturbing was their plan to roll out Viper teams, TSA Viper teams. It's a vehicle intermodal. I can't remember, but the acronym spells Viper. And that's exactly what had been used. That's what would have been used to do federal level travel restrictions during this pandemic. Hmm. You got to understand, this is all incremental. They've been little by little, they've been stripping us of our rights, you know, chipping away at constitutional restrictions. You know, the drug war allowed them to pass Kalia, which forced the telecom companies to put back doors in all telecom equipment. I remember BlackBerry was one of the holdouts, and they threatened to stop letting them ship devices in the United States if they didn't put back doors in.
Can I jump in?
Please, I'm sorry, hon.
Okay. BlackBerry was not really a holdout. If you believe that, you're really ringy-dinging. Ooh. BlackBerry was actually, the problem was, well, no, here was the problem. BlackBerry's technology, the RIM technology, was controlled by China. And they didn't want people knowing that. Why? Because all of our politicians walked around with their handy dandy BlackBerries all over the damn place.
Correct.
When all the coding was coming out of China, they didn't want a backdoor to give a backdoor because they would, if to do so, they would make certain commissions aware of the fact that there was already backdoors in there for China. And now they take, you know, that 1 week ago, they took all BlackBerry technology completely offline as of 1 week ago. Yep. 1 week ago, they're gone. You can no longer Your old BlackBerry doesn't even turn on anymore. It's gone. The RIM technology is completely gone as of 1 week ago.
Okay.
That's
regardless of that, Kalia was meant for allow them to put backdoors into all telecom. Yes. Then you have to, they allowed them also to spy on your banking to implement the SARS reporting.
Yep.
You know, the suspicious activity reports on your financial transactions. It allowed them to implement civil asset forfeiture, which allows them to seize assets, money and assets without due process. And then you have to fight to get that stuff back. I mean, it takes nothing to institute a civil asset forfeiture. I used to do it like crazy, man. I used to take $250,000 at a time, take people's houses, their cars. I was like, I felt justified in it, but now I look back and I'm like, I am such a f-ing asshole.
I'll get it.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, but it got the ball rolling and chipping away at the rights. Now you roll out the war on terror. Now you can really start chipping away at stuff. Now they mandated that all U.S. email providers had to provide all your emails 6 months after they were written. Yeah. So they gave it a time clock. But even beyond that, there was, as Snowden showed us, they were recording it anyways through the prison program.
Yep.
They were copying everything that went through every wire everywhere. Yep. And then, you have indefinite detention and assassination of U.S. citizens. They justified that. They had the floating prisons. They had everything. All the stuff that we're seeing now. I mean, this. Yeah.
Nancy, what are you saying, Nancy? Now, stingray?
The stingray technology on the cell phone towers. Yep. That was all part of that.
It mimics cell phone towers to allow them to intercept calls.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
Without a warrant. Because they're not supposed to be intercepting anything without a warrant. But it was allowing them to out of a third, because it was a third party.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's how they got around it.
I got a comment and then a quick question. In regards to what you're talking about with the Israeli students, Raphael, I am very familiar with they coined the term the dancing Israelis as they were celebrating in New York City when the bombs went down.
That was another team,
And there was
another team across the river.
Yep. Yeah. And then there was these, what they claimed to be Israelis in this tower that were allowed to take the window off there, way up on the top floor, and build a little deck, and they actually drew the towers as a picture with the bodies falling and everything. And they're allowed, and they found a whole bunch of fuse boxes in the apartment or the office that they were renting out. But here's
BB-18.
Here's my question. We look at the world that we live in today, and we look at all these different wars that we have been in, the Iraq, Afghanistan, just the abundance of situations that we've been in. But my question is this. How long has China been running the United States? Because if you think about it, the reason I brought up wars is because when was the last time you've seen China in a war? But yet you hear all these different things, of manufacturing, of pharmaceutical, and banks, and money, and finances. You hear all these powerful things coming from China. If not, China has a lock-in on some of the most largest corporations globally.
Mm-hmm.
China used the greed of U.S. politicians against us. That's how they got into us. They literally, in fact, the Bush family is has been heavily invested in China for multiple decades now. I mean, once Bush 1 came into office, that's when China really got their hold on things. And I think Bush 1 actually considered them pretty useless, just a way to make money, a means to make money. He understood that they had a workforce. They had the ability to get products out cheap. He knew that was a big money. But no, they have technology. I said to people, they're the oldest civilization on the planet. They are not stupid. They've been around longer than anybody else. But they've been at least
you have to get past your notions of nationalism. And understand that everybody's a tool of the globalists. I mean, we're talking about, this has been long planned. I mean, their first attempt was the League of Nations, and it failed because it didn't have enough power or taxation authority.
Yeah.
But then you had Paul Warburg. He was the he's part of the dynastic banking cartels. He he went to Congress and he just pulled out his giant bolas and dropped them on the table and testified before Congress saying that by consent or conquest we will have world government. That was back in 1952, I think it was.
52.
But yeah, you can find that in the congressional record. But this has been a long-term plan. That's where the UN was the second attempt. And, nationalism to the ruling elite has no place, no say in anything. They don't care about nationalism. Everybody's a pawn in their chess game, in their grand chess game. And it's beyond chess. I mean, we're beyond 3D chess.
Yep.
This is a game of Go. The Chinese game, it's got a trillion moves. This is a game of Go. They're playing on a level that we cannot, we normal people can't see. And this is why I say, when they say that they have evolved way past us and that we can't catch up to them, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that they are operating on a whole nother level. They probably have sentient AI helping them to plot this thing out.
Well, yeah. Brother, it's... this is what it is, though. We got about 30 seconds before we have to be out. But dude, we are a part of the Hegelian dialectic in full motion right now, and it is happening. Yep. We got to get both you guys back on because we just scratched the surface
on multiple subjects. Yeah.
But Rafi, get a hold of us offline and let us know the next time you're available, and then we'll get both of you guys back on again, and we'll just continue this conversation. So you guys hold tight just for 1 second. I'm going to release everybody here. Folks, hey, we love the hell out of you guys. Thank you all so much for hanging out. It's a weird world, and you know what? We have the right to question it. We have the right to have the conversations, and we have the right to know what the hell's going on, because you know what? At the end of the day, we pay for this shit. So, folks, I'm Rocky Stucci. Ron Phillips, I need a hug. Give me some Phillips.
I'm sick, dude. Look, guys, tonight's show was fantastic. Tomorrow night's show will be even better. Share the shows for us, please. This is Conspiracy Week on Abnormal Realities. We will see you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah.